If you're listening to Peg here on Drive Now, okay, I've been bigging this up, well, since we started the show, really, because as I keep saying, this first half of the show has just been good news all the way. And it's just so lovely because in the second half of the show, we're going to get into more newsy things and there's not such good news there to talk about. But what about this? Because I have in the studio another Bradford person who is really making a mark. Now, this time it's a school head teacher, and the teacher in question is Jane Clark of Rycroft Academy Primary School in Homewood. And she has been voted, okay, drum roll, round of applause, please, head teacher of the year. Jane is here. Hi, Jane.
Hello, it's nice to be here.
Wow, that is such an accolade.
It's been very exciting, but it's the achievement is the fact that we do the right thing for our children every day, and our school's a good place to be, and it's full of people who really believe in the children and really want to do the best for them. So the fact that I've got a shiny trophy is just about how determined all of us are to give children a brilliant start in their lives. And I'm just the keeper. You know, everybody does the work. I just borrow it for a while.
Okay, so you're just looking after this shiny trophy. Let's have a little... We're going to tweet out a picture of it, but I have to say it looks really impressive. It says the TES School Awards 2014 Head Teacher of the Year, winner Jane Clark, Rycroft Primary Academy. It's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. It's got an apple on the top. I presume an apple to sort of denote science and learning.
And I think an apple for the teacher.
And the, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The old saying, I think, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So you talked there about the fact that it was very much, you feel like it was a school award.
Yes.
For the whole school. Rycroft Academy Primary, it's not always done so well, has it?
No, it hasn't. When I got to the school, it had had some really tough times, and it had been through a lot of change, and in a lot of places that go through a lot of change, some people get lost along the way, and there were some children, some families lost along the way, and life wasn't easy at the school when I got there. But I set out, I'd got children primary school age, and I just wanted it to be a place that I would send them to. That was my bottom line, that it had to be a place that I would send my children to, that I would be proud to send my children to. Because if you're a parent, that's what you want. You want your child to be safe, to be happy, and to absolutely do your best and reach your potential. What more can you ask for? And that's what I stood up for. I stood up for what I wanted for my children.
So in doing that, what sort of things did you end up doing to make it a place where you'd want to send your children?
Well, it was from little things of showing people how we'd changed, like with no money, changing the building as much as we could.
No money. How did you manage that?
Well, it was things like getting the building painted. It was things like organising, getting rid of all the rubbish. It was things like recruiting teachers that really, really believed in the children and really believed in the job in hand and weren't going to give up. And it was conveying to the children and the families that I wasn't going to go away. Nobody at the school was going to go away. Nobody at the school was going to give up. And being like a broken record, you know, asking for the same things day in, day out, until everybody understood the message that these children are just too important, and we're all working for children here. And it's important to learn, because learning gives you chances. And by giving you a chance to learn, we're opening up the world to you. Mm-hmm. You know, we might be a little school, but we can give you a ticket to something much bigger.
Do you think a lot of people on Homewood therefore felt that nobody really cared, and not felt let down, but felt like, what's the point?
I think so. I think a school in a community can help people's feelings about that community. If you're positive and you're offering positive chances and challenges, then you're showing you care. It's just like you do in your own home. You know, part of the boundaries you set for children are about showing you care, and showing we cared really, really mattered. And it matters every day, showing we care. We're never a walkover. We're never a pushover. But we care, and getting that message out that if you care enough, you'll work hard for something and, mm-hmm. and you'll work for your future.
I mean, what were the particular challenges do you think you had up at that school and at Homewood?
Oh, goodness. Within the school, it was getting the right staff team, and it was helping children to manage their behaviour and to believe in what they were doing. It was helping children learn. It was helping children keep safe. In terms of the wider community, it was getting the community to buy into the change, because it took a long time for people to believe in it. It was getting community partners, and I've been blessed by working with a lot of people. I set out to look out, not to look in, and finding people who would work with us and work for positive outcomes. All the things that people might regard as barriers, we said, well, if it's a barrier, we can't let it happen. So let's just get rid of the barrier. if it can't be done...
What a great philosophy.
Well, if it can't be done by somebody else, we'll have to do it then. And let's just find a way of doing it, and let's not be put off. So, and saying, yes, we can, and saying to the children, you know, you can say, no, I can't, as long as you say, no, I can't yet, because I will be able to soon, and just modelling that then, and never letting it slip, never letting it slide.
Do you think that sort of giving some of the children that aspirational yeah. way of thinking about things yeah. is going to change lives? I mean, I would say, I imagine that it
yes.
just is.
It is already. I mean, giving them responsibilities, giving them leadership responsibilities, helping them experience success. I mean, we win everything in sport. We always turn up if a choir's needed or whatever. We might not be the best, but we try the hardest. And yes, you know, the children think I've got a trophy for winning some sort of sport, because we enjoy the sport and we enjoy success, and success builds success and it builds confidence. And we can take our children anywhere, and we always get congratulated on how the children behave and how they treat people. And that's about being part of this world. It's being a citizen of the world. It's how you're going to put yourself across to get a job. It's going to give you the groundwork for getting through high school. And when all the hormones start whizzing around when you're a little bit older, all the values that you held at primary school, hopefully in the end, will come back. Even if you have a period of time where other things take over, hopefully all those values come back. I had a little girl... during SATS week, she looked up from her reading paper and she said, do you think I've got enough points to go to university?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Oh, do you know what? I can see the emotion. Yeah. That is really great, isn't
that,
it?
That is what it means. She knows where she's going.
Yeah.
And that's what I want for all of them.
Do you know what? I can just see... just written in every way across you about how much you care, not just about the school, but about the individual children as well. I was going to finish my interview by saying it, but I'll say it now. You started off by saying this was an award for everybody. I can see exactly why you personally have been voted Head Teacher of the Year. I really can, because all those things you've talked about are about leadership and about vision and about having a purpose and making that happen, then taking that, you really can. How are you going to celebrate, Joan?
Well, it's just business as normal at school. It really is. The nice thing was, when we went to the awards, we took as many of the team as we could, and that was a lovely day. I said to everybody, it's a grand day out, you know, because we knew we were shortlisted for Primary of the Year as well.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't win both of them.
No, we didn't.
Sorry, out of the studio now.
We didn't. So that was lovely to be together. On Sunday, I'm meeting my dad for Sunday lunch, because he's been telling everybody, and I'm taking my award, and that'll be my
so
celebration.
Proud. He must be just absolutely so proud.
He is so proud, and he understands what it means. He understands, you know, the work it's taken and the hours that it's taken, and he wants other people to understand as well, and that's brilliant. I mean, it's... I think I get my grit and determination from him anyway. But. Yeah.
Well, all we can say is just the most enormous congratulations from everybody here. Congratulations to all the team at the school. Congratulations to the students at the school. But most of all, congratulations to you, because I can completely see why you personally our head teacher of the year.
Well, all I can say is thank you, and it's just doing the right thing for our children, our family.